How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? Yeah, you. Eat your meat, don't have any pudding.
Who eats pudding? Get out of here.
Yes. Is it 1904? I don't want any pudding. Get out of here. Pudding.
Pudding.
Your pudding. Eat the pudding.
He probably had terrible teeth. That's what that sounds like.
I love pudding. I love just a big bowl of chocolate. I've got a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants. You have any pudding in there, buddy. Anyway, Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey, buddy.
It's going to be one of those mornings. Hey, we're just warning everybody out there.
Just going to rant on a Monday. I do have a rant coming up a little bit later on. I think you'll get a kick out of Hunter. I think you'll enjoy it. It may even cheer you up a little bit, buddy.
Maybe.
We'll see. Anyway, right now, though, we got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other great new Bud products constantly. So if you're ever like, you know what? I know it'll cheer me up. A nice, delicious Budweiser. They got you. And then some. Bud Distributing.
There you go. All right, here we go. Let's kick it off with hoops, man. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade team it up again.
What?
This time not to Miami, not on the basketball court.
Oh, really. Gotcha.
They're producers on a new Netflix documentary called The Redeem Team, which focuses on the 2008 U.S. men's Olympic team that both James and Wade played on. This year's team had that nickname as they were going to reclaim the gold medal after the U.S. only took bronze in 2004. It'll debut on Netflix October 7th. It's pretty cool.
Can you really call yourself
Dwayne Wade and LeBron James would get back together on the court again, though?
Can you really call yourself the dream team? Like, there's only, in my mind, there's only one dream team, right?
One dream team.
Not saying these guys aren't super talented. Believe me, I mean, it's not like I'm going to go to the court and, you know, break some ankles against Wade or LeBron. But you can't call yourself the dream team when clearly there was the dream team, right?
What's the story? They lost. The dream team wasn't in the dream team we're talking about. I'm talking about the one with Jordan and the real dream team.
Yeah.
They lost that first, what, scrimmage or something?
Yeah, like they did some, like, warm-up scrimmage.
I can't remember. Who did they play?
What
was it, a college team?
Game? I think so. What game did the
The dream team wasn't so dreamy when they started, and it was because you put too many good players on one team, everybody wants the ball, kind of. It's hard to figure out chemistry because everybody's so dreamy.
Let's see. The only game the 1992 Dream Team ever lost, the score was removed from the scoreboard before the media entered. The date was September 28th, 1988, and the Summer Olympics were roaring along in Seoul, South Korea. But it doesn't say who it was. Grant Hill stated his college squad defeated the Dream Team by 20 points, but it's debatable. It's been reported the final score was 62-54.
Wow. Not really debatable. If you're on the court, which I've played a lot of basketball, but you always have the count in your head.
Yeah.
You know. Especially.
Yep.
If they turn the scoreboard off.
Just so the media can't get a photo of it. Yeah.
They're trying to shun us now. Yeah. You know what we're going to do? We're going to step it up even more. We're going to win this game.
I'm going to dunk in Jordan's face. That's what I'm going to do.
I mean, fat chance after that. Like you get, that'll happen one time.
I'm trying to see if everyone on that other team has been snuffed out. Like, they're just like, you're never going to talk about this ever again. They played a group of college guys in San Diego, California. These weren't just regular college players. These were the best college players in the world. One college team, or on the college team, was future NBA players such as Grant Hill, Chris Webber, Jamal Mashburn, Penny Hardaway. God, there's a name I haven't said in a while.
Penny Hardaway.
Yep.
Loved Penny Hardaway. Anyway, I thought you'd find that interesting.
Yeah. Well, stop calling yourself Dream Team. You guys were the Dream Team, all right?
Not so dreamy. Just saying.
There's only one. Just keep that in mind.
Next story involving baseball. Atlanta Braves outfielder Marcus Ozuna arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol on Friday morning. It's a second arrest second arrest for Ozuna, honestly. He was arrested for about a year ago on charges for aggravated assault by strangulation and battery.
Jesus.
Ah.
This is a real downer of a story, Hunter.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. You know what? You're a professional baseball player. I get an Uber, and the bar's like a mile down the road.
And Hunter's a piece of trash. Come on.
I'm a piece of trash. You know? How can you be that good at something in that, you know, professional baseball and still make that decision?
I know. Like, you could sit, you could afford limos to drive you.
I mean,
like, if
anybody,
I could,
but anybody at the bar, it's, oh, hey, smart, you need a ride?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind sometimes when professional athletes make that. I mean, hey, I'm not in their shoes, so I'm not going to totally step into that and say, hey, you're a moron. But you're a moron.
Yeah. Yeah, you think maybe there'd be a little voice like, hey, I may, if I, granted, you shouldn't drink and drive. You shouldn't drive under the influence.
But period. But
you may think in your head, like, look, if for some reason I get behind that wheel and I'm not okay to drive and I get pinched, it's going to be all over the place. I'm probably going to get suspended. Hell, I may even be kicked off the team.
It's the lightest of the situation that could happen. You know, drinking and driving is just an absolute no, guys. Just so don't do it.
Yeah. And if you're a professional athlete,
and you do it,
yeah,
you're kind of a moron. You're a moron.
If I had like professional athlete money, dude, I'd be riding around in a limo everywhere.
You don't even need the money though; just the status.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Hey, it's Marcos Ozuna. Everybody here would love to take you home.
Yeah,
you choose.
Yeah, find some hot chick to take you home. All right, she'll do it.
Yeah,
come on, man. Professional
you're on
athlete.
TV. You're exactly. Come on.
You're on right, TV. What are you doing?
Moving on. All right. Pro football real quick. Tom Brady mysteriously left the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the middle of training camp where we're led to believe it was to deal with personal things. It's kind of weird. No big deal. It was planned, they're thinking. Nothing to see. Rumors are now swirling. He left training camp to film segments of the reality show The Masked Singer. We're like, you know, you're not supposed to like know. You're not supposed to know who it is.
Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Be interesting twist to his career. Let's see if it's true. I didn't know you could just leave football practice.
Yeah, when you're at Tom Brady's level, I mean, I guess. No, but it should be the same rules for everyone. Like, no, you're not missing practice. Go to practice. Exactly. Oh, you want to be on Masked Singer? Well, good for you, Nancy. You can't leave practice.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I like that. Big Tom Brady fan. You know that.
Yeah. Are you a fan of him now that he's on Masked Singer?
I'll always be a fan of Tom. Come on, shut up. I wonder how much you get paid for that.
Masked Singer? God, I hope a lot. What a terrible show. What an awful show.
It really is kind of an awful.
It's awful.
How many more of these judges' shows can we you know, pack in before?
We get a bunch of just B-rate celebrities who have nothing else to do except judge.
Sit there on the panel.
Have you ever watched?
Hit your ex if you don't like it.
Have you ever watched Masked Singer?
I don't watch anything. But maybe one.
Oh, it's
like
a turd.
I watched one go through. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it is a turd of a show. The only positive is Jenny McCarthy and what's her face's boobs. That's the only thing. They're always wearing stuff. Pushing. Besides that, awful.
How many more of these can we get? You know, it's the quirky host who, you know, kind of jabs you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Howie Mandel.
Hey, you bite your tongue about Howie Mandel. He's fantastic.
I'm kind of getting sick.
You're getting over Howie Mandel? Ooh, Bobby's World, man. Hey, just remember Bobby's World. That'll bring you back.
You're right. I loved Bobby's World.
Yeah, that's right. That's Howie, all right? Yeah, that's the Howie you know and love. Just remember that. Just remember that. Yeah.
Anyway, Tom Brady, he might be one of the mass singers. We'll see. We'll see. If one of those things can't dance.
Yeah.
You know who it is.
A dead giveaway is the Ugg boots. We know it's him. It's like, I know it's Tom.
It's definitely Tom.
Wearing Ugg boots.
Throw him a football. See what he does.
Well, he won't catch it. That's for sure. We all saw that in the Super Bowl, for God's sakes.
That one hurts.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a jam. Anyway, there you go. I got three stories there for you.
Good enough for me, man. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock one.
Alrighty, good morning, Brock Hunter.
What's up? Good morning.
Yeah, it's 7:21.
Well, that felt good.
I think I threw out a disc.
Kind of went with the beat too.
Yeah. So stupid. Moron. So dumb. All right, hey, I want to give you plenty of time in sports, so let's get to it.
Don't give me plenty of time.
Oh, no, you don't have a lot?
No, I mean, there's stuff over the way. I got some sports here.
All right, we'll figure it out. Don't worry, buddy. We'll make something up. Screw it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
We can say whatever we want to say. It doesn't matter on here. Sports.
Technically, we don't really have to do sports. No. We can talk about anything we want. It's our show.
It's our show. We had the microphone.
You will listen to every damn word I have to say.
One of my favorite quotes ever. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Other great new Bud products constantly coming out. So if you're thirsty any time of year, well, you won't be thirsty because Bud Distributing. Boom.
I'm gonna kick it off sports because this is for some reason. I got on Happy Gilmore behind the scenes, like deleted scenes and whatnot.
Oh, is that what
some of these?
Hold on. Actually, I'm glad you brought this up because that's what Hunter sent me at like 2:30.
2:30 in the morning.
I'm just like, Hunter.
Did I send you the Chubbs clip?
You sent me the Chubbs clip. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you not die laughing?
I haven't watched it yet because you sent it to me at 2:30 in the morning.
Wait,
and then I forgot.
Open it up. Open up right now. I'm
Is there any swears in it, or can we watch it?
Yeah, there's a little bit of swearing, but I don't think anything bad enough to go.
Well, I don't want to. I don't trust it now. I don't want to. No, I'm going to wait. I'll wait and watch it off air. I'll wait and watch it.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. So there's a bunch of like deleted scenes, and there's some scenes that you're like, why'd they delete that?
Yeah.
That is absolutely gut-wrenching. Hilarious. Like, adds to the movie.
One thing that is a bummer. That this day and age does well, and that is the blooper reels and everything.
I love that.
You know, but I think back in the day, because tape was hard to come by, it's not like digital. You know, they had tape, so it's not like they could just willy-nilly.
Cost you money.
Yeah, it cost you a lot of money. So there's probably so many great bloopers in movies like pre-digital era.
Hal Al, who was played by Ben Stiller, you know, hey, Mr. Gilmore, that guy. There's a whole scene that they cut. It is at the end, and it's him and Happy talking in the old folks' home. And Happy's like, you know, I know what you've been doing here, and I don't like it. And Hal comes up with this huge story of his grandma being senile. It's hilarious. And he's like, oh, let's take care of this together. He just launches him out this window from three stories up. It's hilarious. But it kind of puts a closing to him being, you know, an ass to grandma.
We never know what happens to him as he's abusing old folks, you know? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, very interesting. Very interesting. It has something to do with sports. It's a golf movie.
And good thing to send me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, you know what? You know why I sent that, though? Because if I didn't, then I wasn't going to do it the next morning. I wasn't forgotten about it. I knew sending it to me, he's going to be like, damn it.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it after this break. So
it's hilarious.
All right, well, what else do you got in the sport?
Major League Baseball. We got some scores. Yesterday, Tigers beating the Angels 4-0. White Sox beating the Guardians. Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, it's postponed. That game was postponed due to rain. It did rain over the weekend. The Brewers beat the Cubs 5-2. Today, there are some games. White Sox going to be in Kansas City 2-10. St. Louis going to be over in Chicago playing the Cubs at 8:05. Tigers are off. NFL, here we go. Thursday, Bears beating the Seahawks 27-11. How do you like that? Indianapolis Colts losing to the Lions, too. 27-26.
Oh, boy. Look out, Packers. Look out,
just
Packers.
Just saying. Aaron Rodgers shaking in his boots. I can't wait. When is that game? We looked that up. It was like the third game they play, the Bears or the Lions? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's the Bears.
Man. Packers losing the third game of the season.
The Packers might as well not even show up.
Actually, don't even play Aaron. Save Aaron. You don't want him to get hurt. You
know? Here's a question for you. What is the deal with this quarterback with the really long neck? Do you know what I'm talking about?
He leaned into it. Did you see his quote the other day that was on
Twitter? Was that real? Was that a real post?
Absolutely. Yeah, he dude, that was straight from his mouth.
What's that guy's name? I gotta find
Gannon. Isn't it Gannon?
Gannon?
No. Is it?
I'm just gonna look up QB with long neck.
There you go.
It'll come up. Yeah. Texas QB Davis Miller is very aware. Davis Miller, is that it?
No.
No, what's that guy?
There's another long neck QB out there.
There is, actually. Davis Miller from the Texans. He's got a hell of a neck, too.
Hell of a neck?
It's a younger guy.
Would you rather have a really wide neck or a really long neck?
Wide neck. I'd rather have a really wide neck.
I think so, wide neck.
Mike Glennon. That's it.
Glennon.
Mike Glennon.
What did I say? Gannon? Yeah, Glennon.
Close enough. Mike Glennon. neck tweet, right?
Yeah, you got a quote or whatever. It's hilarious.
Let's see. God, are you sure that was real? Because that was hilarious. You're joking about how he's like, you know.
He's like, I know my neck is long. I can't even remember exactly what it was, but I was dying halfway through it.
Oh, my God, dude. These are amazing.
You know, if you got a long neck, you just lean into it. You know?
You almost have to.
Well, because your long neck.
You gotta lean because your neck can't handle the hit.
He does, though.
I didn't realize how many teams.
Take a peek over that fence over there.
He's played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams, and I'm just hearing about this guy.
Yeah. It's a good QB.
Yeah. So he started with the.
I mean, he's all right. He's all right. He played in that one. There was one game I watched. He went in and typical, you know, second string backup. You get the shakes.
Man, that guy's neck. Well, and with the neck like that, you get the shakes. You turn into a bobblehead, man.
Exactly. You don't want to get hit too hard, man.
No.
Put a little too much torque on that T4.
You know, it's not so much his neck is that long. It's just he's got a long face, and it's the same width as his neck. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it all just
kind of goes into each other.
It all just,
you know,
goes into one. That's the problem. Like, and he's got no
like
hair.
Like, from behind, you can't really tell where the bottom of his skull is.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everything is just one piece. Hey, look, I don't want to dog this guy. He's an NFL quarterback.
No, I'm not dogging him at all. He's the one who leaned into it.
But for some reason, it's just he's been everywhere, and it's just, and now I'm like, okay, I've never seen this guy before in my life, and now his neck is just haunting my dreams.
So Corey Taylor obviously has a really wide neck. The guy from Cannibal Corpse has a ridiculous neck. Now we got a guy from Texas, two QBs. Maybe it's good to have a lot. You can see over the line.
Yeah.
It's a big lineman in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
God, we're jerks. All right, let's move on.
I mean, that thing's got to be like a foot long.
Let's move on. Hey, today, the Falcons going to be in New York playing the Jets, 8 o'clock. More football there for you. Golf over the weekend. Patrick Cantlay, the winner of the, again, at the BMW Championship. And another thriller, they're calling it. Yeah. Only difference this year is won't be going to the Tour Championship as the number one seed with a two-shot head start. Cantlay took the advantage of a great break on the 17th hole when a tee shot bounced over the bunker!
The bunker!
And into the fairway, set him up for a short birdie. Boom, there you go. Play golf over the weekend, too. It was in a tournament on Friday, bro.
Oh, yeah? How'd it go?
Well, he didn't win.
Yeah.
Played very well, though.
Did you? Obviously not well enough.
Shut up. I one hopped one in the hole from 100.
Oh.
It was cool. They had this, these holes set up where they put a toilet seat around the hole. So you could only putt from a certain direction. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
It's kind of a neat way to, you know, put a little twist on a hole. Yeah, one hopped one in right in the toilet bowl. I called it off the backboard, but it didn't hit the backboard. Just boom.
Yeah, sounds like a real serious tournament with toilet bowl lids around the home.
You know?
Yeah.
What tournament did you play in over the weekend?
Is that what you left work early to go do? Is it go play some toilet
100%. Bowl That's the one on Friday. I was out. And you know what? Worth it because I played good, so good deal with it.
Well, you didn't win.
That should be me in the news right
now. How about you tell me when you win? How about that? All right, when you get that gold jacket, that green jacket, I don't give
Who gives a
One. I won. Well, I'm happy for you, buddy. I'm happy for
Real
you.
Quick, NASCAR, Kyle Larson beat Hendrick Motorsports teammate Chase Elliott on a restart with 5 laps to go. Won the weather-delayed NASCAR Cup race at Watkins Glen International on Sunday. Elliott had control of the race late, but a caution gave Larson a chance, and he took advantage.
I think that's BS, man.
I, you know what? I still don't think I know everything about that. But it seems kind of unfair.
Yeah.
I mean,
right? It's you got this guy who's, and I mean, I guess everyone's like, well, you know,
dude, you're half a lap ahead.
Yeah.
That's a big distance.
Yeah, and now you're going to bring everyone back together? On a restart? Right? That's how they
really
do
no
it, right?
There's no way around it, though.
You could be a full lap ahead, but they do a restart. You're going just to the back to the front of the pack.
Like all that work he did to get that far ahead.
He's been kicking everyone's ass, and because it rains, you're like, nah, sorry, we got to restart, even though you were ahead. I think that's BS, man.
We might not know what we're talking about here. Because
no, because that's
how it is
that's
in
like,
every race?
That's like, I mean, I guess in a foot race, like if you're ahead of everyone, let's say you're
if somebody trips and falls in the back.
Yeah.
Now that you're, you know, 30 yards ahead, you got to all get together and start over. That's not racing to me.
No, it's not. It's not your fault up there that
Especially the rest of the guys,
guy
in second ends up winning.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be pissed.
I would be pissed too.
I think everyone should start respectively where they're at. Like if you
trying to remember, I looked this up for F1 because I was watching an Formula One documentary.
And there was
some big thing about it, and I looked it up, and yeah, I think that's you're right. That's how it is. They bring them back together.
Yeah, everyone start. You all start from the same thing. Now, granted, you still get to be in front, but I tell you what, it's a lot harder to. You know, when now you got the guys drafting you, they're right on your ass. I mean, if you were 15 car lengths ahead and now you're right on each, I don't know. I think
here's the thing, you know, and this is two dummies talking about this. So if there's people screaming at their radio right now, you morons, you don't know. It's self-admitted. We are morons. We don't know what we're talking about. But they come in teammates, right? So if your teammate's last and you're second, why don't you be like, hey, why don't you just spin out back there? You're not going to win anyway.
Yeah.
Let's get this guy that's way ahead, you know, a little closer to your team.
You're in the middle of the pack. Just jerk the wheel, man. Just jerk the wheel, man. Yeah. Look, I'll give you 20%.
Is that a thing?
Oh, I bet you it is. I bet you it is.
I mean.
No, I get it, too. We're no NASCAR experts, but I think we're onto something with that restart. Because it's not the driver's fault that it started to rain. Why does he got to sacrifice all the work that he's done? Because it rained. He was winning. He was beating everybody.
I mean,
he
got to do it somehow, and I think it's just too hard to be like, okay, he was, you know, 3.4 seconds ahead, so, you know, okay, you can go.
Yeah.
Now you can go.
Yeah, staggered start, right? Can't be that hard to do. I mean, they're making cars go 198 miles an hour around a track with 45-degree walls. I mean, I think they could figure it out.
Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. Yeah. Anyway, he won. There you go, Kyle Larson.
Yeah, lucky. You're lucky. Must be nice. Anyway.
There you go, man. I got some more sports, but I'm going to save some for tomorrow. So.
Good enough for me. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.